This is Dr. Brandon Hawkins, DCA patient Linda, L-I-N-D-A, last name Y-A-N-A-N, medical number 4913, 6-day dedication 12212. Our 12213 patient is a new patient who is referred at this time by Gem Care. Patient is a 64-year-old female complaining of severe pain associated with feet. Patient's primary care physician is Dr. Farr. Patient states that the patient's feet have progressively gotten more red with blisters and purpling of the toes over the past 12 months and have progressively gotten worse. Patient at this time has used and failed both ketoconazole and nystatin, and patient is seeking other treatment modalities. Patient's pain measures approximately 7 out of 10 on a daily basis. Previous hospitalization surgeries include removal of left kidney, secondary cancer in 2009, total knee replacement in 2003, as well as lower back surgery in 2000, hysterectomy, secondary cancer in 1991, and polio since in 1954. Current medications include omeprazole, lisinopril, triamterene, simvastatin, estradiol, seratrolline, tramadol, Fosamax. Allergies include Lasix and Keflex. Review of system shows a history of bleeding tendency after surgery in 2009. Patient also has hypertension for which he currently takes medication. Patient also has had kidney surgery and current diabetes. And patient currently has diabetes, non-insulin dependent. Patient also has a right knee replacement and lower back surgery and has a history of osteoarthritis, polio syndrome, as well as degenerative disc disease. All the systems are non-contributory. Social history patient states that she quit smoking approximately 2009, where she smoked approximately one pack per day, denies any alcohol or recreational drug use. Objective dermatologic upon digitization of the skin at this time, there is a purple discoloration associated with both feet at this time with small punctate lesions with serous drainage. There is mild interdigital maceration. Nails show some thickening distribute with the subungual debris and incurvation in the medial borders. Skin also shows notable signs of edema with lots of hair growth as well as atrophy and hyperpigmentation. Vasculature shows non-palpable fetal pulses to both dorsalis pedis and posterior tibial arteries. As well as capillary effusion, it shows a hyperemic response. Neurological sensation shows some loss of sensation, both with sharp dull sensation as well as protective sensation, vibratory sensation, and deep end reflexes are slightly diminished. Assessment number one is severe vasculitis associated with feet. Number next, tinnitus, dermatitis, and eczema. Number next, onychomycosis. Number next is type 2 diabetes with associated painful peripheral. Number next, atherosclerosis with peripheral artery disease, venous deficiency, as well as peripheral edema, secondary to vasculitis. Plan number patient was examined. Number next, at this time, patient's nails were debrided both manually and mechanically, as well as patient's hypercritic lesions. At this time, patient will be authorized through the insurance provider for continued office visits, continued nail debridements, as well as nail biopsy, compression stockings, as well as patient potentially needs a vascular consult due to the fact that patient has severe vasculitis associated with lower extremities. At this time, patient will return clinic in 1 month for follow-up management.